Oh. Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, okay, at 7:06. Happy April 1st.
April 1st?
I don't even want to refer to it.
I just thought I could just talk. Yes.
I don't even know if I should mention what day it is, you know, the holiday.
I know.
Because things happen on days like this. And I'm just letting everybody know. I'm just going to be in my car the rest of the day, not answering calls, emails.
No.
I've got things to do. Don't call me.
Just going offline today.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. It's one of those, just stay away. Yeah. There's just no reason, because you can't trust what's true. However, I do feel like, given my timeline, I've been trained a little bit.
Yeah.
To seek out what's real and what's not.
Oh, okay.
To know. That's foolish.
Okay.
I could maybe
you
that's
can
what
say
I started
that.
Shouting.
That's what you've learned from
yeah.
your time on social from, media.
Yeah, it's quite extensive, quite invigorating. Jessica Beaver, Haven Head Spa, joining us at 7:30. This is the new rage right now, you've been telling
us. Yes, it is trending like crazy. So it's head spa. You go and you get a massage, a
just to your dome
massage.
Piece. Just to your dome.
Yeah, it's just your, but it's like a full experience too, because she had a lab. I went out and tried it out last
you've
week.
You've done this.
Yes. So I could give a full experience today.
Yes, I look forward to it.
But yeah, it was really, really relaxing. And then you leave with like your hair styled and you're ready to go and have a great day.
So there's hair cutting involved as
no,
well.
No, not cutting.
No cuts.
Just blow dries. She washed it.
Blow
hair.
It out.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
I see. This is called a blowout. Yeah.
Okay.
That's the actual term for
there
it.
There you
yeah,
go.
Good job.
Yeah. Wow.
But it was a really, really great experience, and it's all the rage on social media. So I posted a story. I haven't finished her full video. That'll come out later this week, but just posted a story in the DMs I got. Just people so excited about it. So
I saw this morning.
She's going to be busy. She's going to be real busy.
Is it, it's a good thing for you, right? This
yes.
isn't like a, you're not like getting drunk on like head massage.
No.
Okay.
No. It's good for your hair. It's good for your scalp. It's really therapeutic, but also super relaxing.
Okay. All right. I'm looking forward to Jessica Beaver, Haven Head Spa at 7:30. Join us for that. Going to have Joe Berg at 8:30. Also going to check in with the new host of the Home Ad Show, Patrick Reynolds. We'll do that just before the show.
Big day.
See how he's doing. See if he had a good night last night.
Yeah.
A little ready for the action today. So that's just part of it, and many, many more throughout. So I follow one particular account online.
Mm-hmm.
Food porn. You follow that account?
Yeah. This is probably the worst April Fool's joke you could put on me. Sending me an image of this cookie that I can't eat.
Stuffed chocolate chip cookies.
Stop it. That's what I said out loud when I opened this up this morning. I was like, stop. That's not fair.
7:09.
That's
but
right.
I was looking at this at 6.
I oh, I was looking at it at 6:45. Yeah.
All right. That's a pretty good sweet treat on the day.
That is not fair for you to share that.
Easter, common to have a lot of candy going on.
Yes.
Yes. Does the Lee household have a bunch of candy with Katie not being like as an empty nester?
Almost empty nester.
That's aggressive.
That is an aggressive cookie monster. He's angry today.
And I've been watching Sesame Street recently. I don't recall him shouting.
That's
like
80s
that.
Cookie Monster. He's a little angrier.
The OG.
Yeah.
Gosh, sorry. Is there candy in the Lee household?
There is candy in the Lee household today. So I did not do an Easter basket for Katie, though. I was like, she's 18. You know.
First time? Not doing one for her?
Probably not the first time, but it's been a while since I've done one.
It's a rarity to
it's
not
rarity
have had one.
To, it's yes, it's a rarity, I guess, to not have had anything for her, you know, not a little Easter gift.
Little Cadbury egg.
Little something. And so after church, we went to lunch, and she was like, so no Easter baskets this year? And I was like, I thought you were too old. She goes, no, I'm not. So
give me my candy.
Yeah, so we went to Dollar Tree.
Okay.
And we did a surprise Easter basket. So the rules.
This was Saturday or what day?
This was yesterday, Sunday.
We want cookie.
Dollar Tree was open yesterday?
It was open, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was packed too.
Was it?
All
really?
The after church people.
Really?
Yeah. Trying to get their Easter.
Talking about last minute
it
shopping.
It was last minute. So so we made the rules 15 minute time limit, 10 items or less, and they have to be the $1.25 items. They couldn't be from like the $3 or $5 section.
So they had to be within a range.
They had to be the dollar.
Okay.
The dollar items. So, yeah, it was really fun. She did the sweetest basket for me. I did the silliest one for her. And so then we, you know, she went up and paid for hers. I paid for mine. And then we swapped them when we got
exchanged.
Home. Yeah.
Did she get things you wanted, or did she get things she wanted?
She bought the sweetest gift. She bought me some, I mean, from the Dollar Tree. Yeah. She got me even a little, she arranged some little fake flowers in the basket. It was very sweet. I got her Pop-Tart socks.
She probably liked.
She was excited about it. But yeah, she was like, wait, I thought we were doing sweet, not silly. I was like, well, I went silly. Sorry.
Sorry. Mom rule. Yeah. I'll go silly if I have to.
So lots of candy now. Lots of candy. And she loves cotton candy. And of course, that's hard to come by. They had some like bagged cotton candy at the Dollar Tree. So
bagged cotton candy. Yeah. Now we're talking.
That was probably her favorite thing.
Straight off the ship.
Oh, yeah.
Straight off the tanker. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Dollar Tree is a great place to do it at. I mean, why not? You know, you're going to end up eating it all anyway pretty quickly.
Yeah. So it was fun little activity. We ended up being there about 20, 30 minutes.
I'm just shocked they were open yesterday.
I know. Yeah.
I didn't know they were open on Sunday in general, let alone on Easter.
They are open on Sunday. I did know that. But yeah, I was surprised they were open on Easter.
And then it was packed.
And it was.
How about the rest of the parking lot? Was Gold's Gym? No, is it Gold's Gym? Yeah, it's Gold's Gym right there, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't walk in there. I don't know.
Was the parking lot full?
I didn't pay attention to that side.
It's either parking lot or Wendy's. Which one was more full? I mean, my God.
Dollar Tree. Just Dollar Tree. Just was Dollar hopping. Tree. Yeah, it was a good time. What about y'all? Y'all got lots of candy?
One cookie?
Yeah, so we went to a church Saturday night instead of Sunday, just trying, because we figured, you know, Sunday, look, Christmas and Easter is the day where a bunch of people will go that don't normally go, which is fine. That's great. But I don't want to get caught up in all of it, you know? And so Saturday night we did church, and then they had a little Easter egg hunt. It was packed though. Like it was a lot more people than like just the people who attend the church, which was great. I mean, it was a community event. But we didn't really get many eggs. There was a point though, like they did like younger kids under kindergarten to the back playground section, if you would. And it's caged in. And by caged, I mean fenced.
Right.
It's and these people were hoisting their children, just kind of tossing them in
the fence.
Go get the eggs! And just throwing their babies in there. And I said, Debbie, we're not doing that, are we?
Yeah.
Let's go pet the llamas.
And people then go we went and pet feral the llamas over Easter stuff. Eggs. The parents, too.
It was crazy.
Not I the mean, kids, it's the
they
parents.
They literally throwing the children into the cage.
Yes. I did one in my neighborhood the last 2 years. And I don't remember which year it was, but there was one year that the parents were like, there's an egg. And I was like, it's for the kids. Like, there's no extra thing,
nope.
You know?
Nope, it's March Madness. People were away from their phones for too long.
I don't understand that.
Had to get the eggs.
Yeah, it is insane the way people get so excited about eggs. And especially if you have the golden egg out there, like the prize egg. Oh.
So that's funny you mentioned. We did do a golden egg. But we did it at the house, like, because the kid, you know, we planned it anyway, but knowing that the kids didn't really have, they were a little bum. Oh. But the people at church were real nice, gave them some eggs. Anyway. Yeah, the golden egg is pretty cool. But I'm not saying I am just passive and not, you know, a little bit territorial on it. Like, I see the eggs.
Yeah.
I debate, though. Noah, you see the egg over there? Go get the egg. And, like, I kind of whisper it because, like, the kid in front, like, you know, might be a little bit smaller.
Yeah.
And so Noah's just got to be aware, like, hey, if you're going to steal another child's egg, do it in a, you know, compassionate way.
If you're going to steal an egg, do it nicely.
Do it nicely. Like, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, yeah, that's where my mind, that's in my mind, like the Cookie Monster. So plenty to do today. I don't know. I just feel weird. I feel like something's going to pop out. Is there a closet? There's not a closet door in here or anything. Right?
No. Bye.
Just be on guard today. Today's one of those days. You got to look out. The way this world is right now, you never know.
Bye-bye.
Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:18. Happy April 1st. Q2. We're into the Q2.
Oh, it is Q2 too. Ooh,
Q2. Yeah. Let's see if people are acting different outside. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell County down to the city of Charlotte. You cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, good morning. Jeff looking to get a look at traffic. Jeff, call on back when you get a chance, man. 844 Studio 4. We'll get a look at the streets. Jeff cruising around there. You know, sometimes some signal drops and all that.
Yeah.
He's actively in the bus on the streets looking at things. Guess on the traffic. What do you think? You think it's heavy? Think it's light? What do you
I think it's light. Spring break week for CMS this week. Also, a lot of people get Easter Monday off. I'm guessing it's going to be pretty light today.
Do they get, is Easter Monday off the thing now?
I don't know. Katie has it off. I don't know. Lots of people. Sorry. Lots of people get Easter Monday.
Not around here.
Well, not me.
back at it.
No days off ever here.
All right. I'm going to dare do something. Oh, he's got Jeff back. Are you calling him? Bill's calling him. Bill's got the ability. He took his headphones off. He's going to call him. I was going to hit word of the day. But no, I'm going to wait because word of the day comes after we get a look
at
the
streets. Maybe this is Jeff's April Fool's prank, you think?
Don't. I see. This is why I told you I didn't want to answer the phone. I didn't want to do anything today. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm just going to drink water out of my pink cup.
Nice. Just sit over there in the corner, drink your water all day.
It seems like an easier approach.
Have to talk to anybody.
You showed me this video of this person who dropped their phone.
Yes.
Did you see that? Do you drop? Have you dropped your phone ever? I don't want to jinx anybody today, but have you ever dropped your phone?
I mean, not in something as perilous as this. So this is a guy was trying to take a picture of an alligator or a video of an alligator, and he dropped his phone right in front of the alligator.
And just, did he ever get it back?
So he's looking and he's saying in this video, he's like, I don't know. I mean, if the alligator would go away, I'd go down there and get it. The alligator gets closer and closer, and then it just eats the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah.
So, well, thankfully, we don't have alligators here in North Carolina. Is that a creature we should try to introduce into our species?
I don't think so. I don't think we need more alligators.
A little survival of the fittest,
I bet there are alligators on the coast, though, aren't there?
I mean, there's gotta
be. Beach, yeah.
I guess I can't say in all bodies of North Carolina, there's no alligators.
Like that brackish water that's out by the coast.
Brackish?
Yeah, you know that word? That's a good word of the day.
That is a good word of the day.
They like that brackish water, where it's kind of like fresh and salt water kind of mixed together.
You keep saying it, I might know what it means. Is that?
It means fresh and salt water kind of mixed together is what it means. Brackish.
That's a good combo.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't... would I go get the phone? Sorry, and I just like leaned back. In the room. Like,
we're
deep
just hanging
thought.
Out talking.
I was literally just leaned back like I'm in deep thought for a second there. I wouldn't get it once it's in the alligator's mouth. I can say that definitively.
Well, yes, but if it dropped and there's an alligator, you know, in this video, how far away was that?
It looked quite, I mean, it depends.
Not even a foot away.
I don't
away.
Know what he zoomed at. You think only a foot? That looked more like 3 to 5 feet.
Okay. Let's say there's an alligator that is 1 yard away from your phone. You just got a new phone, too. Right?
This is what it turns into. You know those claw things that they have, like that are extender claws, and you can like grab, pick up. Like I think.
Yeah, but you don't have one of those on hand at all.
Formatively, they're used for like trash.
You just keep one of those in your pocket?
I feel like this is one of those scenarios. Now, if I go to my camping gear, I need to add one of those tools in case encountering this exact scenario.
Okay.
We got Jeff back or no? No Jeff? There it was. We knew there would be something on this Monday. There it is. It's the phone.
Now it feels like a normal
That's
day.
It. We're back to normal. Now I know nobody's trying to prank me. Bring it on. Bring it all on. You said something about geniuses still exist. What's going on? There's actual geniuses still in the world? There's quite a few, but... Oh, yeah. This was me, actually.
This was you. This is something you found.
So one of the things we deal with in the house, I think every house deals with this, laundry.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the way the world is, you've got clothes, you wear them, your body exudes certain things, including smells. Those smells must be the fabric,
right.
Sticks to those clothes,
right?
Thus requiring you to wash said clothes. The problem isn't the washing, because the machine does it. You know what I mean? We're not out here like 1800s hand washing, hanging them by a clothespin outside. Mm-hmm. Some people do, and that's cool. But the hard part is getting them to the washer, I feel like.
Yes.
You know, there's clothes scattered everywhere. You might have a couple pile spots. You may even have a basket, and that's great. But how do you get it to the wash machine?
Right. That's our problem, too.
One of these new tools. So this is quite genius right here. The Laundry Jet. First vacuum-powered laundry chute that transport laundry from any room with ports installed to the laundry room.
Okay, but once it gets there, you still have to put it into the washing machine.
See, but this is how you can get technical with it. You just, the tube, when they install it, just drop it right over the wash. You know what I mean? So it literally just goes.
Oh, yeah, you can't have a front load. You got to have a top load.
Top load.
Yeah.
Go top load.
Okay.
Drop it straight in.
Okay. But then somebody still has to go put the detergent in, push start, right?
Look, we're working. It's steps, Mamie. It's steps. We're step one right here. This is step one, is getting the clothes to the wash machine.
If this was at my house,
there would be such randomness going through the tubes.
One of these little portals, it would just be me
like an orange or
with
something.
A broom just stuffing, trying to get. Sorry.
I think she's trying to formulate a thought right now.
I can't, because I can just see us like shoving clothes in there trying to get.
It seems clogged. It's clogged again. Get the broom. Get the claw thing. Get the claw thing.
And then it'd get all stopped up, and we'd have to, you know, go and irrigate it or whatever you would do.
Irrigate it? Yeah. Grab the drain snake. We need it. Rob!
This wouldn't help our problem.
That was a gunshot start going off. I got it! It was a snake! That's what happened.
Yes, this would not help our problem, so.
No, I believe it.
It would just cause more issues, I think.
I got issues. Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day!
Ooh. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Hey, Billy.
Good morning. Hey, Bill.
Sorry about that, Jeff. We got some issues with the phone, but we'll get them back at 8:15.
Classic Monday!
Today's word of the day on this beautiful Monday, new month, new me, same me, though.
Same me, different you.
That's it. April 1st. The word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April 25th. We're in the month.
We're there.
We've made it.
There's no turning back now.
Today's word of the day is opprobrium. Opprobrium.
Opprobrium.
Opprobrium. Mm. It's a noun. For those following along at home, OPPROBRIUM.
Is it appropriate to be opprobrium?
Not really. Not really.
All right. You don't want to be a proprium.
Do not. A proprium pump. Opprobrium. Opprobrium. They are going ahead with the plan despite public opprobrium.
Despite public opprobrium.
Opinion.
Opposition.
Opposition.
Right.
Chaos.
Now, what is opprobrium?
Opprobrium is...
Appropriate?
A type of cheese.
Opprobrium.
Wait, one more sentence. Let me get. Right, let me one more.
Initially met with opprobrium, Justin and Mamie's hosting on Good Morning LKN soon gained acclaim for its engaging content and vibrant energy.
Crustiness.
Flack.
Despite initial crustiness.
Flack.
Opprobrium refers to very strong disapproval or criticism of a person or thing, especially by a large number of people.
Yeah.
I don't want to be an opprobriest.
Nope. Crustiness.
Nope.
I thought that conjugation would have got it there.
It's a noun, so you're not allowed to.
That doesn't make sense.
Actually, I am going to hit you with the word. I did some digging. I do know that there is a word for when you conjugate nouns.
Crusty.
Nope.
Opprobrium.
No, that's today's word of the day. Opprobrium.
Okay. What's the word for conjugating nouns?
We'll save it.
Oh, well, that's going to be another word of the day.
Yeah, well, opprobrium. Opprobrium is not good to get, although sometimes you need opprobrium, right? To challenge.
Correct.
To question.
Right.
To set the record straight.
That's it.
Opprobrium.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. We're going to be giving away some more tickets. Merle Madness going on right now.
That's right.
How's everybody's bracket looking? NC State making it to the...
Very happy for NC State. Shout out Wolfpack Gary.
You can't be mad at Wolfpack Gary.
No.
You can't
blame
him.
He tried to tell us.
He did.
He did know.
But how's your bracket looking?
Well,
the one that you have.
The one I have, the family one, the Neely family one, I have dropped because I picked Carolina to win. Mm. So
sorry.
One in the lead is my dad, which you guys remember my story about my dad. I helped him make his bracket. So
did you reverse the names? Like, oh, sorry, Dad, I actually submitted mine as yours.
Yeah,
I was
like, so
mine.
I get half credit if you win.
But what's the prize for the? Is this a Neely?
This is the Neely family thing. This is the prize is called the Major Award, and it's based on who wins is what the award is. So
I like the award name.
The Major Award.
And it's catered to whomever wins.
Whoever wins, yes. It's catered. Nice. So you That's get to good. Choose. Whoever creates the bracket gets to choose what the prize is for the winner. So for my dad, probably going to be some, you know, Beeman's gum and guitar picks or something like that.
He plays guitar?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
50 Junior Whoppers to the highest bidder.
Oh, that would be your prize?
I don't know, maybe.
My nephews would give us a hard time. That's I just want to beat them because they're teenagers and they think they're smarter than me. So I just want to do better than them.
Just bragging rights.
So my nephew, the first year we did it, he just bragged about how us girls don't know basketball. Well, he ended up winning. He got a leg lamp nightlight is what he got because I nice. Had to choose the winner. And I said, you should be nice to your aunts because...
If you win, are you going to yell in a child's face? Is that what you want to do for your major prize?
No, that's not what I want. I'll have one of those stuffed cookies.
I would take one of those, yeah, too. Merlefest, April 25th through the 28th. You know, two that really stand out to me at this point, because it's late in the game, right? Like, now we're getting close to the show. You really got to start narrowing down who you're going to see, you know, because there's over 100 performers.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have, what, 12 stages? They have a lot of stages. Lots like they of have stages. Like, quite a bit. We had the director, Wes Whitson, on. If you missed that, go back and check that clip so you can learn more about Merlefest. Again, we'll be giving away tickets. Screaming Bridge and The Tan and Sober Gentleman.
Mm.
Two of your finest.
I like that.
I like it too.
Plenty more acts, merlefest.org. Merle Madness. So whoever wins that bracket challenge, I don't think I'm in first, technically.
I don't think you are either.
Systematically, maybe not.
You do them better than I am.
I do have UConn in it, though.
Okay.
We'll talk to Joe Berg at 8:30.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN, on WSIC. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning, LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:34. Happy April 1st to you and yours. Haven Head Spa joins us now. Jessica, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I'm looking at your website right now, havenheadspa.com. Experience tranquility with our expertly crafted spa treatments and unwind like never before. Does unwinding start with the cranium?
I would say so.
Yeah, just sitting back, relaxing, and having your head massaged. There's nothing wrong with that.
And Mamie's done this.
I came out last week and got to get a little preview of what it's going to be like. It was amazing, really fun. Jessica and I have known each other for a few years now.
Yes.
But in a different capacity with your other business that you have. So I was really excited to come out and give it a try. These have been going wild on TikTok. So tell me about how you kind of got started with this. What inspired you to get...
So I, like a lot of people, had never even heard of it until I saw it on social media. And of course, my first thought is, where can I go get this done? And
Customer first.
Yeah.
Much to my surprise, there's no place in the area to get it done. I have experience with hair. I'm a certified cosmetologist, licensed, all that good stuff. So I just thought more and more about it and thought it would be a service that I would love to offer the area.
Yeah.
I see here. So you got kind of three things that you're offering, right? Is it that simplistic?
I'm starting simple.
Okay. That's a good move.
I'll be adding on more later on.
Absolutely. So looking luxury head spa treatment, an hour session. So give me the rundown of, is it like shampoo? Is there some type of thing you're putting in? Because you see, I wear product, right? So like for me, I have to plan appropriately, I would imagine.
Yes. So, it starts with the scalp analysis. So I look deep into the scalp with a machine, basically a microscope, that shows me if there's any issues with the scalp. And then I have different products to address any needs.
So like lice, and I don't mean this jokingly, I mean like genuinely, like lice, like even that level of it, or?
No, so we wouldn't be able to treat lice in the spa as it's very contagious.
You might be giving people some bad news then that come in for their appointment. I got moles on my head. Is that okay too?
That's totally fine.
So what kind of things are you looking for? No, I don't. What kind of things are you looking for when you do that?
So we're looking for product buildup, eczema, dermatitis. Mm. There's a lot of, you know, the scalp gets neglected. Mm-hmm. even though we spend, as women especially, we tend to spend a lot of time and money on our hair, mm-hmm. our scalp itself gets neglected.
Yeah, because it's, you can't see what's going on up there unless there's something wrong, usually is when you look to go to the doctor or something like that. So
what are the health benefits of going and, you know, treating your scalp? Like what's the positive long term for that?
We all know the benefits of massage. So there's a lot of massage involved, aromatherapy. Mm. We really open up the hair follicles to remove buildup, dryness, get the oiliness cleared out. So it can help hair growth.
So it's improving your scalp. I mean, it genuinely is.
Absolutely. Like, I feel that if your scalp is not healthy, then the rest of your hair really isn't. So
after the scalp analysis, then what do you tell everybody what you do next?
So we get right into the shampoo. We do a good detox cleanse that includes exfoliation. So we remove any oiliness, buildup, dandruff. And then we do another shampoo, and the product, again, all depends on what your needs are or issues. And then that includes that 10-minute head massage. Mm-hmm.
Which everybody loves.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
Who doesn't like a good head massage?
My favorite thing.
Out of everyone I've treated so far, usually everyone's chatty up until that head massage, and then they get very quiet and relaxed.
When I was there, I was like, I would 100% go to sleep right now if I weren't here.
Well, you have the luxury head spa treatment, but then you've got two add-ons. You've got the mini facial and the blow-dry style.
Yes. We're also offering the viral hydro jelly face mask, which I personalize to each client's needs as well.
What's that involve?
It's a really interesting face mask because it's meant to go over the eyes and mouth as well. So, but it can address a myriad of conditions, redness, dryness, oiliness. I have a peptide one that really plumps up the skin and reduces fine lines and wrinkles, that sort of thing.
That's good. And then the blow dry style, is that does that typically come accompany the head spa treatment? Is that common?
So everyone will leave with a blow dry. But if you have somewhere to be, if you're going to be on the radio later that day or Ayo. TV, then you definitely want to get the blow dry style.
Okay.
Yeah. Leave with your hair looking real cute.
So Mamie, what was your experience? And you went in, you had the head spa treatment. Mm-hmm. What was it like? How you feeling post?
Yeah, it was fantastic. And my issue that I had when I came in is that I felt like my hair was sticky. Like I couldn't get all the product out of it. And it's been like super smooth. I hadn't felt like that since I came in to see you. The other thing was I didn't have to wash my hair again for like 3 or 4 days, which is fantastic. And
that is a wonderful benefit.
Yes. As a woman, not having to style and do my hair every morning is just, it's worth it. Totally worth it. But the thing that everybody loves that's on social media is the little halo.
Yes.
So there's this halo that kind of puts water on you. And when you see the video, you think that looks relaxing. When it's actually on your head, it is just like heaven. I heard angels singing, I think, whenever you put that on. It was so relaxing. And so that's what I've been telling everybody. Like, it is exactly what you think it's going to be. The experience was exactly what you think it would be when you're watching on social media.
And that's wonderful to hear, because the last thing, you know, any business owner would want is to have a letdown after you've seen what looks like a glimpse of heaven.
Yeah. So it was fantastic. Then you put some other treatments on my hair and the steam. That was my favorite part of it.
Yes, with the aromatherapy. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it opened up your sinuses as well, which is important at this time of year.
Yes, for sure, with allergies and everything.
When I think of product, right, like I said, you can see I wear like wax.
Yes.
But ladies, like, so like you talking like even like your spray stuff like y'all use and different things, like, look, don't look at me like this. Like I'm some dude out here alone on an island right now. My dude's out there. You know what I'm talking about right now.
Well, the ladies know what we're talking about too.
I'm trying to help out because you know what's coming up? Mother's Day.
That's right.
Already coming up around the corner in May is Mother's Day. And I'm trying to assess, is this something that I should consider buying from a lady?
Only if you love your mother.
Oh.
Or your wife.
Or your wife.
Right.
Any woman in your life.
So the process, how long does it take? So it's 1 hour, but is it really just 1 hour? Are they going to come in? Do they need to book like 2 or 3 hours kind of in their time? Like, what's that like?
I think 2 or 3 hours would be a bit excessive. in one session.
Okay.
So, but you're absolutely welcome to book again.
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I should add that this is not only for women. It's a great way for men to come in and address any issues that they have with their hair or scalp.
I got problems.
And just to relax.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just the relaxing part, too. Just to have
I have no doubt.
An hour of quiet time, too, especially for moms, like as you said, heading up into Mother's Day, just like the gift of an hour of peace and quiet, and you're just absolutely. Focusing on yourself. So great. Yeah, absolutely.
And what? So what was it like with the space? So where is it located at? Kind of give us that kind of rundown, too.
So I have my own suite inside of Phoenix Salons on River Highway in Mooresville. So it's a very private, intimate space, and it's just really great.
That's exciting. And when did you, how long of a process was it to kind of, did you have to do any kind of like build out of your space, or was it just kind of prepped ready for
it? So it came completely empty. We had to get the bed with the special shampoo bowl that I ordered. We had to get that all plumbed in, and we did our own painting, and we worked really hard on the space to make it as cozy and relaxing as we could.
How do you pick the particular products that you're going to use, right? Because you're putting products in like on Mamie's head and anybody else's heads, but like, and they're trying to get the bad products out. You're putting good products in. Am I thinking about this the right way here? This
exactly. flow?
That's a good question. Hours and hours of research, mostly online. I did just pick the products that I'm going to be using. It's an Italian line by Formisi called Morphosis, and they have, I'm using four different types of shampoos that each tailor to their own needs and other products as well.
Okay.
The other thing I liked that you had just different products based on what kind of like scalp and hair, right? Because some people have like an oily scalp but dry hair, which you don't think was possible, but it's possible. It's possible to do that. So you customize it for each person based on their scalp type and their hair type.
Yes. I have several different deep conditioning masks that we use. And during the aromatherapy where we steam the hair also, it really opens up the hair follicles, the hair shaft, and gets that conditioning treatment with all of its benefits really into the hair.
Okay. We're talking with Jessica Beaver of Haven Head Spa, opening up officially next week. Is that right? Am
Yes. April 9th.
So if someone wants to book, they got a book for starting next week.
No, they can book now.
Okay.
But not until
right, but the appointment
will start next.
But appointments are filling up already.
Yes, especially for April
and for heading into Mother's Day too. So if you want to, you want that, you better get on there.
Look, I'm trying to get better about doing things in advance. I don't want to go to on Mother's Day be one of those guys walking around looking for the gift.
Absolutely.
Let's plan a little bit in advance here. All right. More with Jessica Beaver, Haven Head Spa, as soon as we come back.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:48. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday.
Happy April 1st.
Happy April 1st.
It's not April Fool's Day. We changed it. It's not April Fool's Day.
We're not
Day.
Fooling anybody today.
Haven Head Spa. HavenHeadSpa.com. Jessica Beaver joining us. Owner, founder?
Yes.
Haven Head Spa. Experience tranquility with our expertly crafted spa treatments and unwind like never before. HavenHeadSpa.com. Can they book? They can book directly on the website as well.
Absolutely. That's the only way to book.
Okay, you got to go straight to it. HavenHeadSpa.com. Luxury head spa treatment. You can add on a mini facial, blow dry style. Do guys get their hair blow dried too? Is that a thing?
If they have longer hair.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got a guy like that has like a Fabio hair thing kind of going on. He'd probably be good at it.
Yeah. Great for him. Great for him.
Joe Berg. That's what I was talking about.
One of the things I was going to say is when you see the viral head spas, and you look into some of those in Atlanta, or I think there's one in Charlotte, or maybe be opening in Charlotte at some point, but their pricing is 2-3 times more than what you're offering here. So not only is it like here locally, you can have that experience locally, it's also going to be very affordable. And that's part of kind of what your idea was too, I think, whenever we chatted before.
Absolutely. Obviously any business owner needs to make a profit, but I don't believe in price gouging anyone. And I, you know, I want this to be something the average person can afford and come in and enjoy. So yeah. I absolutely don't want to price myself too high.
Walk me through, like you said, you saw this, this was a viral thing you saw online, and then yes. it kind of planted the seed for you to want to do it, like to open up a business. What was it like when you were like testing the concept? Like you're talking with, oh, hey, I'm thinking about opening up this like head spa place. Like what was that conversation like with like your friends and family when you started throwing out the idea?
Well, I always run everything by my husband first, of course, and he didn't know what it was because he's not on TikTok and, you know, he's not sitting there scrolling through head videos.
He and I have similar so. Traits about us.
but when I showed him, and he loves a good head massage,
sure.
you know, he thought it was a great idea. And, you know, the more I researched it, then the more we liked it.
And it's working out well so far, huh?
So far, so good.
Okay.
Yeah, so far, so good. One of the other things you told me, too, is your daughter had a headache, and so you came in and gave her a scalp massage, and it helped relieve her headache, too. So
yes.
it's something that can be kind of therapeutic as well.
Absolutely. She's only 8, but she suffered with migraines off and on, and she had one coming on, and so I was headed to the spa anyway, so I gave her we did some aromatherapy. I gave her a nice facial massage, and she left there feeling like $1 million.
Is it only hands like that you use for the massaging, or are there tools?
I like to use my hands, but I do have some massaging tools as well.
Because I think like, you know, they have like the, when you check out at like Target or whatever, you know, they have like the little mini back scratchers mm-hmm. and things like that. Mm-hmm. I have one of these things. It's like kind of like a metal wire kind of thing, yeah. and it does like the type thing. You got
yes,
one of those?
I actually have one of those too.
Do you? It's oh, been yes.
so far it's been 50-50. Some people think it just tickles. Other people just love it.
Yeah. Some people like getting tickled though.
I loved it though. Yeah. She was like, What do you think? Tickles or you love it? I was like, I love it. Don't stop.
See, I can't stand being tickled, but I love that little head thing.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have to amazing. Be conscious of that? Like because you're touching somebody's head, right? Like this let's not to get weird, but do people get weird about that sometimes, like when they come in? But
Maybe just in the way that they express themselves and enjoy, you know, yeah. and enjoying it.
It's like a personal but, spot. You know what I mean? Like yeah. you're letting somebody kind of come in. So you got to have like almost like a trust factor with them, I would yes. imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's something to think about too.
maybe it's as a guy. That's the only thing. I don't know. Yeah. Again, this is mostly for ladies. Let's be honest. And that's okay.
Mostly for ladies.
I'm looking at Mother's Day, a wonderful gift opportunity here. Haven Head Spa, havenheadspa.com. I could book the ladies of my life a treatment. And that's great.
Yeah.
It's great. I was expecting you to get like a sample one right now. Like,
oh,
like,
you thought she was just going to give
I thought
like
she
a
was going to come up in here and like break
start,
it down
start
for
washing
me.
Washing my hair
yeah.
on the radio. That
yeah,
play.
Blow dry it
I mean, I can start with the head massages, but it will definitely mess up your hair.
So when people come in and they get booked and then they come into the space with you, and you sit down with them and you have the conversation. How does the initial conversation go of like what they're looking for, right? Because there are specific things. Maybe somebody already knows what they've got, or versus the other side of, I have no idea what's going on up there. You tell me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So the scalp analysis machine really does its job and removes any guesswork from me. I've had friends and family that I've practiced on so far and given the whole experience. And a lot of people just have normal scalps and they don't really feel like they have any issues. So they're coming more for the relaxation, or if they just have the product buildup like Mamie had, where she's had that stickiness, you know, it can really address just hair concerns as well.
And then for like you personally, have you done the analysis with the machine like for yourself?
On myself, yes.
Did your husband end up doing like the head spa treatment after?
He's been my first customer. Absolutely.
That's awesome. That's a perk of the relationship.
Yes,
right there.
I have a 6-year-old son, and even he enjoyed it.
Yeah, so. I bet so. Can kids do it too? Is that a thing for kids, or is it not really?
Because it's more of a one-on-one intimate space. I like a teenager could come in and get it done, but I would prefer not to work on kids.
That's fair.
Yeah. What's the experience that you hope people leave with after they come to visit you?
They're just like liquid.
Yep.
You know, it's like they've just woken up from a deep sleep. So
you yeah. almost have to have like extra cots, you know, like move the person to like, okay, your time's okay. up, next person. Go on
oh,
to
I
a nap space.
Yes, I would have been down for that totally.
Maybe that's a new add-on, add in rental nap space.
Yeah.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah, let's get your scalp treatment. I'm telling you, I would have fallen asleep on the table. I was taking some videos so that we could get some examples of it. But yeah, I would have totally just been right asleep if I wasn't taking videos while I was there.
So an interesting thing, and you've got this FAQ on your website. Can you work with any type of hair? Does the type of hair affect kind of the treatment and style that you'll do? How does that play into it?
It will affect how I tailor the treatment to them. Like if someone has very fine, thin hair, I'm going to use different products than I would with someone with very curly, thick, textured hair. I can work with all hair types. However, I don't do dreads or at the moment extensions. However, that is something I will plan to offer in the future.
One of the other questions, can I book a service if I'm pregnant? And you recommend not for the first trimester. Is there a particular reason why? Is that a product related thing or just a...
No, it's because you're laying flat on your back for at least an hour, depending on, you know, what services you book. And it can just get very uncomfortable.
Again, a lady thing that a dude wouldn't really
know about or think about there for a moment.
But you thought about it. And that's good. That's thoughtful. Okay, so what about if I have a scalp condition, can I still book an appointment?
Anything serious would need to be seen by a dermatologist with experience in trichology or, you know, medications, that kind of thing would need to be seen by a doctor.
Could it be the reverse equation where someone's gone to a dermatologist and they know now what they need and then you kind of become one of the services that they can come to after the fact?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they could just continue their care with you. Like they're seeing their doctor, but they can also keep, you know, keep up with the health of their hair, their scalp and all that kind of stuff by coming and seeing you.
Haven Head Spa, havenheadspa.com. We're talking with the owner, Jessica Beaver. Now, you and your husband have a couple other businesses as well. Can we talk about your other businesses too? You guys, we were trying to come up with the name, right? There's like restaurateurs, people who like really into the restaurant entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. You guys are into like the food truck game really heavily. Is that a fair way to, what do we call it? Food truck ors?
Food truckpreneurs,
something like that. Tell us about some of your other adventures that you and your husband have as entrepreneurs.
So we own two hot dog stands called the Doghouse Hot Dogs and Catering.
I've had them. They're fantastic.
You've never had a hot dog until you've had one off of a street cart.
Yeah. That's like, right.
They're just different.
Not live life.
It tastes way better.
Yeah. So we opened up about 2 weeks before COVID shut everything down. Mm. And I feel awful for all the businesses that struggled through that. But for us, it was really great because, you know, we make the food in front of people. We serve it and, you know, they can see everything that we're doing to the us washing our hands, hand sanitizer, gloves, all the safety precautions that we use. And that built up a lot of trust with us and our clients. So we did fantastic throughout COVID and it's just kept getting better and better.
Are you going to be able to park one of the hot dog food carts in front of Phoenix to be able to kind of double down on the business?
No, because there's restaurants in that complex there. Mm. And we are very careful that we don't, you know, compete with brick and mortars, especially.
So what's the goal? So you've booked quite a few appointments already, even for the month of April. Are you going to try to bring on more people? Is it estheticians? Is that kind of the realm you're looking for as far as people that you consider?
Yes, estheticians could offer the service or cosmetologists. They are trained in hair, skin, and nails. So either one.
And are you looking to at some point expand the team? Are you wanting to keep it like just you kind of family style? What are you wanting to do there?
Expanding is something I definitely look into in the future, but right now it's a little too soon.
Yeah, to think about it. Yeah.
Just got to roll with it. Okay. So the facilities, again, let people know it's within, you said Phoenix?
Phoenix Salon and Suites.
And that's where you have a space inside of there. So if you're wondering where that's in Mooresville, exit 36?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, exit 36. But you got to book the appointment online.
Absolutely.
Haven Head Spa, havenheadspa.com. Luxury head spa treatment. You can add on the mini facial or the blow dry style. So if someone is going to like an event in the evening, could they do the head massage and the blowout that same day? No issue? You don't anticipate any issue with that or anything? People can do that?
No issues at all. In fact, their hair is going to leave looking better than ever. So that'd be a great time to do it.
Yeah. Leave looking shiny and clean and feeling pretty and feeling super relaxed too heading to your event.
That's the part I think you're gonna have to add on next is the nap section. I think that's gonna be the next add-on for the booking. Jessica Beaver of Haven Head Spa, havenheadspa.com. That's where you got to go if you want to book. You can book a 1-hour luxury head spa treatment. You can get the add-on of the mini facial, blow dry style. Fellas, if you're looking for something for Mother's Day already, I know it's early, that's not till May, we're just at April 1st, but you plan now, you ain't got to worry about it later.
That's right.
That's the advantage. And it sounds like this has the stamp of approval from some ladies. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's what you want, is
yeah,
that reviews. Definitely. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Hope the best for you with Haven Head Spa. Book your appointment now. Good morning, fam. When we come back, you're going to get a little news at the top of the hour. We've got Joe Berg. We're going to have Patrick Reynolds also, new host of the Home Ad Show. We'll talk to him as well.
Morning pep talk for Lake Norman, Statesville, with Justin, Bill, and Mamie, now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. 8:06, happy April 1st to you. Thanks again to Jessica Beaver of Haven Head Spa, havenheadspa.com, for coming in. A full head service treatment, head spa treatment.
Head spa treatment.
Head spa treatment. Mm-hmm. Also, mini facial as an add-on, and blow dry.
That's right.
Blow out?
Blow out. Yeah, blow dry and style.
Blow dry style.
You can do that, yeah.
Okay, great conversation. I got a text from a buddy who's got a Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a Tesla.
I don't either.
I don't believe in EV. You know this about me.
Yeah.
But there's a cool concept that Tesla has. Don't know if I would ever have the gumption to do it. The Brava. Self-driving mode?
Yeah.
So he got a message this morning before he leaves for work. You've been granted a 30-day complimentary trial of full self-driving, supervised.
Supervised?
He's got a Model 3. Under your supervision, full self-driving, supervised, can drive your Tesla almost anywhere. It will make lane changes, select forks to follow your navigation route, navigate around other vehicles and objects, and make left and right turns. You and anyone you authorized, yeah, must use additional caution and remain attentive. It does not make your vehicle autonomous. Do not become complacent.
April Fools. Is that the joke for today?
I don't think so. Unless he's playing me, this looks like a real email, and he used it on his way to work, he said.
That's crazy.
Absolutely bonkers, the concept of getting to iRobot status. I mean, that's what that makes me think of,
but
right?
Like, Will Smith, iRobot. What are you doing? Because you're supposed to, you know, you can't be complacent. What are you doing if your car drives you to work like the Jetsons? Are you working? See, that's my thing. I would completely lose focus, because if I'm just sitting in a car being a passenger, well, then I'm pulling my phone out. I'm pulling my computer out. I'm doing something.
It's hard to say you wouldn't, you know, start doing other things.
Yeah.
Like somebody I talked to the past couple of weeks, I think he said he like fully worked on the way to work while his Tesla drove him.
Right.
Like fully worked, which I understand, like that's really what it's leaning toward, is safety, take away the human aspect of driving. But like the one thing for me is, does the steering wheel turn?
It says it changes lanes. It selects. So yeah, I guess it does.
Right. But does like the driving mechanism take away from the steering wheel to where no matter what you, because like, could you imagine like if like you're like you go to reach in your back seat during autonomous and then you knock the steering wheel?
Oh, so is it like locked where you can't accidentally hit it or something? I don't know. I don't know. Call him. Ask him.
I'm going to have to find out, because that's what makes me nervous then, right? You start doing other things and then you bump like, oh, you can't touch it. You know, it's like, but then at the same time, if it takes away from the steering wheel from doing anything,
well, then that's not good either, because if...
Because then what if you need to do
something?
Right,
if like a cat runs out in front of you, then what are you going to do?
Could be like cruise control. You know, when you tap the brake or the gas, it takes cruise control off. Maybe there's something like that.
Maybe.
We could just ask. It's probably YouTube videos on this.
I'm sure we could find out if we did some research, but it's more fun just to speculate what we think.
It's definitely more fun. This is the much better way to analyze and process scenarios.
I don't need to know how it works. I just need to tell you why I don't want to do it.
This is one of my problems with schools. They're not letting kids think anymore, right? They're just giving them the answer.
Just giving them the answers.
Just, you got to practice through it, even if it's wrong. There's no wrong answers.
Yeah.
I mean, there's wrong answers.
Sometimes you got to fail to figure things out.
Fail forward?
Yeah, definitely.
Fail up?
Fail forward, yeah. Fail That's forward. How I got this job.
No, you got it because you did great.
Oh, thanks.
same buddy who loves golf. Rob loves golf. Oh. Did Rob play golf this weekend?
He did not. No.
He didn't play any golf? It was like the most beautiful weather weekend ever. He didn't play any golf?
He had to work on Saturday. And then yesterday he was pretty tired, so he just,
hung out.
Hung out. We had a very chill day yesterday.
Bill, you're much more up on the betting stuff. MGM, DraftKings, you know how this works. You're a parlay fan.
Okay.
I'm trying to just understand a basic principle here.
Right.
So there's a post here about Rory McIlroy. And this is what it says, and Bill, if you know the math on this, that'd be awesome if you could explain it to me.
Oh boy, Justin.
For anyone who doesn't understand how betting odds work, Rory at plus 800 means that if you bet $100 on Rory winning the Masters, you lose 100.
Okay, a couple things here, bud.
Yeah.
And one, I think this is a totally satirical tweet.
Okay.
I know it says PGA Tour. And has the blue check mark, but it is not spelled correctly.
It's the T-U-O-R.
Yeah.
This is a friend of mine.
So this is a joke insinuating that...
Rory's garbage?
Rory will not win
right.
the Masters.
But the plus 800.
Right.
Is that accurate, the math?
No.
Okay. So this is not a tweet to look at for betting odds.
I mean, his odds might be plus 800 if he wins... which this is suggesting that there's no way that would happen, I think you would win like $800 or more.
Yeah. Plus 800 means that you're favored. You want a positive, right? You don't want a negative 800. You want a positive. Positive means you are favored?
Positive just has to do with like, if I bet 10...
I love making you do math in the morning.
Yeah, this is killing me. like if I bet 10... No, because I think it's even more than that. I'll do some research on the exact plus, but it doesn't matter if you're plus or minus.
Oh, it doesn't. Okay. You still are going to win.
It's just about how much you're going to win.
What's the odds?
Correct.
That's an odds game. You still right. win.
Right.
But the odds determine then what's your, multiplier out, if you would. Is that a better way to think?
Yeah. Mm. Nice. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Did you guys see how much North Carolina bet in that first week of legalized sports wagering?
It was a decent number from what I remember.
Do you know how much it is?
I don't remember the exact. I know it was in the millions.
Did
I mean, it's definitely
it,
in the millions.
Oh, yeah, in the millions. No?
I think it was like 26 million, if I had to guess.
No.
How much?
Almost 200.
Woo!
198 in the first week.
Hey, North Carolina!
Man, they made their
$100. It's coming!
What's that thing they did? A free $100 for the Hornets game.
Yeah, Bill, you did that one.
They made
their
money back.
You got a free 50 spot or free 10 or something like that?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
If you just bet that they'd score 1 point.
One point, yeah. It was great.
So I think they...
best win so far.
Been looking for those opportunities again, and they are not really popping up on my screen.
No. I think a little sports betting, they're doing just fine after $298 million in a week.
Bill, you like the parlays. The parlays you were explaining to me is when multiple things...
Just because I talk to you about something doesn't mean I
it's his love favorite.
Them. Yeah. You're a big parlay guy. All right.
But you're explaining to me what parlays mean is really what I'm getting at here.
Yeah.
It's like multiple events have to occur.
Have to occur.
Like independent
for you
events.
To win your bet slip. Yes.
Yeah. There's no way these events are like related even. Like,
correct.
He's going to wear a purple sock. He's going to score 3 points. And she's going to get a popcorn.
Gotcha. Correct.
Gotcha.
And if all those things happen.
You win some money.
Yes. And probably a little bit
more.
The odds of all those things happening are probably not as likely as just betting on them individually.
So that might be instead of plus 800, negative 800.
No, it would probably be into the pluses. The plus is going to get you more payout for sure.
Oh, plus gets you more.
Right.
I thought plus meant it's more likely to happen. So
that's what
don't.
I thought too. No, the no, plus just
minus.
Gets you more.
Yeah, the plus will get you more.
They really need an education series on this.
Man, they aren't teaching this in school. Are
they going to, you think, now? At some point, they're going to teach
this
in school?
Yeah.
I bet it will be.
Especially
a new
in college, yeah. Sports betting 101.
This
Bill's
is definitely
teaching
careers.
It. He's teaching it.
you're teaching it? Yeah. Teaching the section on parlays.
Yes. He's the guest speaker for it. Yeah. We're going to have one of those before too long, I promise.
So if you bet like $10 and you're plus 800,
okay,
you would win $80, which means your payout would be $90. The $10 you put in plus 800 gets you the $80.
So times eight, basically, of what plus what you bet.
Exactly.
Mm.
And minus would get you like, let's say, give me a minus. You want to go minus 250? Oh. Can we still talk about it?
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, for sure. Jeff's going to be calling it any second. But yeah, we can definitely. Digital fam, we're on radio break now, by the way.
So if you bet minus two, or if you bet $10 and the odds were like minus 250.
Okay.
All right. You would win $4. So your payout would be $14. The $10 you
so
put
it
in
is
plus
like
the
negative, the more negative a number, the less payout you've got.
Correct.
Okay.
More likely to happen.
So like negative. Less. Well, then how can you do like negative -1,000?
Yes.
And win anything?
Or
I guess you just win a penny for every dollar, yeah. Something like that.
Yep. Something like that
in that ballpark. All right. Well, we're gonna take a break now too. Digital fam, Jeff's calling. We're going to have him for traffic.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give him a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 818. Happy Monday to you. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. Jeff, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time. There's some pockets of heavy traffic in the Huntersville area. 77 south, southbound, as you're going into Charlotte today, there's a little less traffic. Things are moving smoothly. 77 northbound, when you get up around exit 23, there's a little bit of a slowdown, but not too bad. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I haven't heard of any issues, so looks like some people might be having a spring break this week, might be a little less traffic.
Definitely spring break week. Did you have a good Easter, Jeff?
Did. It was great. I hope you had a great Easter.
Yes, sir. Did you get a chance to see your grandbaby?
I did. We even had an Easter egg hunt. So
hey!
That's
awesome, Jeff. Well, glad to connect with you this morning. Hope you have a good day. Drive safe out there. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. Today's Monday. Tuesday, still, they're going to the VA in Salisbury. Even though it's spring break week, if you got an appointment at the VA, make it for Tuesday. Only $1 to pick you up from your front door in Irondale County. Drive you to Salisbury to the VA. And then $1 to get back. Got Wolfpack Gary on the line. A congratulations is owed to you, sir. Congrats on the big victory last night.
Hey, NC State, the last one standing in the ACC. They put it on Duke yesterday, didn't they?
They did pretty darn good, man. At the beginning, I was a little nervous, but by the end with that final score, I said, okay, now, Wolfpack, somebody needs to calm down over there.
Hey, they're looking better every game.
How was your Easter?
It was pretty good. You had a bunch of family out, and we had a cookout.
What'd you cook?
Just hamburgers and hot dogs.
That's a good day, though. Just hamburgers? I mean, come on. Say it with some gumption,
yeah.
Wolfpack Gary.
Yeah,
some hamburgers and hot dogs.
We had a bunch of desserts from Dewey's Bakery in Winston-Salem.
Ooh.
Not mad about that.
Did you see
my sister furnished them.
Did you hear this morning we were talking about stuffed chocolate chip cookies? You ever had stuffed chocolate chip cookies before?
I ain't never had them.
Me neither, but it looked real good.
Yeah, I bet they are.
What you up to today? You doing anything fun? What you got going on?
I'm going to try to get my squash and my cucumber seeds in the ground. I've then got it tilled up. All I got to do is run the rows and sow the seeds and cover them up.
That's all right now? So then they'll bloom.
Before it rains.
Yeah. And then you'll have some harvest this fall, right?
That's it.
Is that what you grow every year?
It'll be this summer. The cucumbers and squash will be about the end of June, first of July.
See, I can't grow nothing, man, because all the critters come around and eat it. I got grapes. I had cucumbers. I try to do some other fruits. My kids love fruit.
Yeah.
But the critters come eat it.
There's a bunch of hawks around, and they eat all the critters. We got a hawk's nest in the neighbor's backyard, so there's a lot of hawks flying around. Squirrels and rabbits don't fare too good around here. The hawks.
That's what I need to do is get more hawks around.
The hawks take care of the critters.
That's good to know.
Get you a couple of hawks.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Well, Gary, we appreciate you calling, man. Yeah, you want to go to Merlefest, Gary?
Huh?
You want to go to
Merle's? Yeah, I'd like to go. I hadn't been in a couple years.
All right. I got a 4-pack of tickets for you.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill's going to get your number. We'll call you.
By the station and pick him up.
Yeah. Come on by Studio A. Not today, though, okay? Come by sometime starting tomorrow. Is that cool with you?
Okay, I'm coming to town tomorrow anyway.
All right.
Hey, do y'all have y'all show at the station here or the one in Mooresville?
We're in the one in Cornelius. Home Ad still is from Statesville. Home Ad is in Statesville, though, still.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, Gary, we appreciate you, man.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, man.
All right.
Yeah, you have a good one.
You too, sir. We'll talk to you next time.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. I got to get more hawks is what Gary tells me.
Yeah.
Because for what the grapevine, like, it was growing grapes. And I was like, I'm about to get some grape. I'm about to be like, you know, grease out here with these grapes.
Yeah.
And then they were gone the next day.
Mm, yeah.
And
so something rabbits, they love them.
I'm going to get more hawks, though.
You got to get a
Circle
couple
of
life. Hawks.
Yeah. Put me some pet hawks in the back. Am I allowed to chain them up? Chain them to a tree?
It's kind of hard to fly if they're chained up. How long is their chain?
I'll give them a 40-footer.
Okay.
Is that enough?
Go to the Raptor Center. Just ask if you can take a couple home.
I wonder what kind of runway they got to have to be able to take off.
I don't know.
Falconry is a real thing. You ever seen falconry?
No.
You ain't never seen nobody with like the glove?
I've seen that. I mean, not in person.
Unleash!
I mean, yeah. No,
I'm going to train a hawk.
Okay. Just so you can have your grapes.
That's what I would like to be able to live off the land.
My dog, not Layla, but a dog that I had before when I lived in Shelby.
Dang, you beat me to it.
Good job. Abby was her name. Sweetest dog ever. But
Are you getting sad about Abby right now?
No. It's okay. Sweetest dog ever. But okay. We planted a garden and, you know, kept the critters off of it, all the things. And she would come out. We'd let her outside. Well, she was an outside dog, but we let her outside of her fence where the
her cage?
Yes. Into the full yard. And she would go over to the plants and like pick a tomato off with her teeth and just go eat it.
Skilled.
Yeah. So she ate all the, it was just her garden, her personal garden. So
I bet she's very healthy.
She very much enjoyed it. That's pumpkins awesome. Were her favorite, though. That was her favorite snack.
nice little giveaway treat for her. There,
yeah.
We'll call it.
Yeah,
somebody won some giveaway treats on Friday. Miss Moyer.
That's right.
Teacher of the Month, our first winner of Teacher of the Month from Shepherd Elementary School. Congratulations, Miss Moyer. She's on spring break this week, mm-hmm. though, you know, as most teachers are. But she has won a $50 gift certificate to Nina's Boutique. Shout out to Elizabeth, located in Cornelius right there in Antiquity. And also a gentle whitening treatment from mm-hmm. Brighter Smiles of Davidson, located in Huntersville. Thank you so much. To Miss Aaliyah Wilkinson for submitting Miss Moyer's name. That's the thing. If you're a teacher or you know of a great teacher that you want to submit for Teacher of the Month, you can do that. WSIC News and LKN Memes on Instagram. Also, WSICnews.com. You can find the form. It's free. Just a couple of questions. Literally, like name and phone number.
Yeah,
and
it's really
name and email.
Easy. Really easy to enter. You don't have to write an essay.
It's because we're just genuinely grateful for the teachers because we know how much they truly influence children and the next generation and... It's a tough gig. I couldn't imagine doing it. A lot of parents treat schools like daycare.
Right.
And that's unfortunate. So figured we'd show a little bit of love.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. So shout out to the teachers.
And we couldn't do it without Nina's or Brighter Smiles of Davidson.
That's right. That's right. So thank you for our partners and all the teachers. Really appreciate them. So now we're a new month.
New month, new you.
If you've already entered, you're good.
Yeah.
You still have a chance
to win.
Your
entry remains.
Correct. But if you have not entered or haven't entered a teacher that you want to recognize, you got the chance to do it now.
I want to challenge you. You can enter. You have got a teacher somewhere in your life that you had or your kids got a teacher. Enter them. Mm-hmm. WSICnews.com, WSIC News Instagram, LKN Memes Instagram. It's free for the teacher.
That's right. And they just have to be a teacher in the Lake Norman area.
And look, if your kid is struggling on the line, you know, right there on the line, let's be honest. Here's a great way to kind of move them above the line. You know, let's buy it, you know. Is that okay?
No.
That's not okay.
We're not trying to bribe our teachers, no.
No, let's not bribe our teachers.
No, we're very thankful for them. We're very thankful for our teachers, and so we just want to celebrate them. So get online, submit your entry.
I'm grateful for a few things. No big deal yesterday. I'm grateful for my privacy, but AT&T seems to disagree with that. Did you see this?
AT&T's had some
a little
trouble.
Struggle bus
they've
going
had,
on.
They had a couple of problems.
Case of the Mondays.
Yeah, they had a rough Q1, and now it looks like they're starting off Q2 with a bang.
AT&T announced 7.6 million current customers and an additional 65.4 million former customers. all of their data leaked onto the dark web.
Hmm.
Social security numbers, personal identifiable address, email, name, date of birth.
I mean, if it's that many, is it really that dark anymore? That dark web?
Not too it's come dark. To light. There's coming like, to the light.
Who's not in the dark web now?
Everyone's data's out. I'm convinced, right?
Like, yeah.
It's just about monitoring and to make sure people aren't using it. And so AT&T says that that's what they're going to cover for the people whose data was leaked, was monitor credit monitoring and I think theft protection mm-hmm. or something like that. Like if someone's data was used. But how you could ever prove which source it came from, right. I don't know. It's an interesting behind the scenes thing, though. Like when I started reading some of the articles, AT&T claims that they have no detection that someone entered into their environment.
Mm.
That this list from really stems, I'm giving the cliff notes for those really super enthusiastically interested in this. Something to do with like a hacker from like 2019
okay.
who had these millions upon millions upon millions of records. And AT&T, again, is claiming that they don't think it was from them. It was likely from one of their third parties that okay. they work with and, yeah, share data with that got leaked.
I think what was surprising to me is the former customers. How many former customers?
64.
I would think if I left, like...
Delete my stuff?
Right, delete my stuff. They don't. They keep it.
Of course not. They own it forever. When you click that accept terms of service, it probably says literally we own you.
Oh, yeah, probably.
You don't remember that episode of South Park?
No.
Oh, that was a good one. Bill, you remember that one? With Apple?
I think so, yeah.
You want the Cliff Notes version of
yes,
it?
Yes, I do, because I don't remember that one.
So basically, Apple and the terms of service, South Park made fun of it because people just click accept right. without reading it or anything.
Well, it's like 25 pages long. Who's going to read all that?
Sure. So one person clicked, and when they did that, they had their mouth sewn to the rear end of the other person.
Oh, that's fun.
And then it kept going, like mm-hmm. as more and more people clicked accept. So it was a long,
because that's
like,
just part of it.
Centipede of people.
Yeah. It's like how I tell Katie whenever she says she don't want to do it, I'm like, it's in the contract. She's like, what contract? I was like, the one you signed when you were born.
The life contract.
this is what it is to be part of this family. These are the things you have to do.
You agreed.
Sorry. So when you stamped your foot on that birth certificate, that's it. You signed it. These are the things we do in this family.
Foot. Yeah, the little piece. Do you still have the little piece of paper with her
yes,
foot and her hands?
I do. Yes. Mm. Yeah.
You can get one of them soon.
Yep.
Mm. Joe Berg's up next. WSIC sports director, also host of The Scoreboard. The Scoreboard's got a new time, 5 to 6 p.m. Joe's stepping up, calling him up to the big leagues, 5 to 6 p.m. We're going to chat with Joe next, get a look from the weekend in sports. What's up next this week? I think there was some basketball that was played at some point. A little bit of baseball. I told you I'd let Joe talk about it.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:33. Happy Monday to you, April 1st. Some things went down this weekend in sports. To help us analyze, WSIC Sports Director Joe Berg. Joe, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you.
How was your weekend?
Oh, it was actually really good. Got to sit down and watch quite a bit of sports.
I would imagine there is quite a bit that went on, including March Madness. Give us an update on the Merle Fest bracket. Go ahead and turn down that monitor speaker there, too, Joe, behind the monitor. Go ahead and give us the breakdown, Merle Madness. How is the WSIC bracket standing right now?
So I'm actually really surprised that Bill is currently in second.
Me too.
He lost Bill. His champion.
I did.
And he's still in second.
Wow.
You know, out of the top 10 in the WSIC bracket, there are only four people who still have a champion. Three of them are UConn.
Ooh, who's the other?
The other one is Purdue.
Ooh. Ooh, spicy.
Purdue looked good yesterday.
Purdue did look good. I am very excited for the NC State-Purdue game.
Yes.
I think that matchup down low with old DJ and Edie,
yes.
that is going to be fun to watch.
I mean, I'm so happy for NC State and just the way
it's pretty wild, right?
All the DJs, just the whole team. It's a good team. It's a good team. Yeah. Just the way they've been playing. It's so awesome to watch.
DJ Burns is a big dude.
He is large.
He is a big man. He is listed at 6'9", 275.
Wow.
How do you play against that?
I think I would be a little nervous.
With nice feet, too.
And nice touch, too, on his shot.
It's all incredible. It doesn't make sense. Yeah.
But it's fun to watch.
It is, absolutely. It's definitely pleasing to the eyes.
It is.
All right.
Congratulations,
well,
NC State.
Yeah.
So Final four.
So Bill's in the top. Top two. Are you winning? Are you number one then, Joe?
Oh, I had probably one of the worst brackets I've ever created.
Strong.
I am only beating one person so
far.
Is it me? out of the people that made the picks, I am only beating Joshua Dobie.
Hey, now.
That's it. Oh, no.
Nice. Right now,
Joshua.
Joe Nelson is first. Bill is second. Ryan Turner, third. So technically, Ryan is second right now. And then we have Clarence Johnson. Justin, you round out the top five.
Ayo.
Good job.
Well, that's just what happens when you follow sports as deeply as I do. It's not really betting. You know what I mean?
If you have a system.
It's statistical odds. That's all this is. It's like poker. It's like blackjack at the table is all this is,
Counting
Joe.
The cards.
All right, but besides March Madness, which you'll have a whole week to talk about because the next game, right, is until next weekend, we did have a NASCAR race in Richmond this weekend. How'd that go?
We did, yeah. Actually, you know, I was quite surprised at how long it took for that race to get started. NASCAR has wet weather tires. And they just kept delaying because they didn't think it was dry enough to race. And to that, I always say, then why have the wet weather tires? If you're going to wait until it's pretty much dried up anyway, why not just dry the rest of the track? But it went fine. There were no issues with the tires, with the drivers in the rain weather tires. So that was very nice to see. And then we saw a pretty decent race. You know, there was a lot of strategy that played out. And for a race that didn't have a constant battle for the lead, that is the next best thing that you can have, is just three different strategies all playing out during the course of a green flag run. We had multiple different people pitting on different strategies. The tire wear was different all the way around. But in the end, Martin Truex Jr., he ended up victorious.
Martin Truex Jr., not who you have going all the way for the championship, though.
No, and I think I might have to rethink my champion.
Uh-oh.
I might have to, because Kyle Busch has had a really tough year. And I don't know if it's him or his equipment, but it's just been a really tough start to the year for Kyle Busch.
Are you allowed to change like that after? I mean, I guess like the odds change, so like the more time that passes.
I'll probably make a new pick when we get to the playoffs.
All right, that's fair.
Sports director can do what he wants.
I guess that's true, too.
That's true.
Then let's talk about Charlotte FC. Did they have a match this weekend?
Charlotte FC did play this weekend, actually. So Charlotte FC, man, we talked about it last year with the games that they have at right at the end of the game. You know, 10 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, stoppage time. At the end of last season, they were notorious for giving up the equalizer goal and or the game-winning goal, and they kind of got back to that again against Cincinnati, giving up a goal in the 90th plus 2 minutes to end up drawing with Cincinnati.
That's what you don't want.
Exactly. That is correct. Real quick, I want to go back to NASCAR. I made a slight mistake. It wasn't Truex that won. Denny Hamlin got the win.
Oh,
it was your favorite.
Your
favorite Denny Hamlin.
I was waiting on
April Fools.
Gotcha. April Fools.
Got me.
Exactly.
Got me good on that one.
I tried.
I appreciate the correction.
No, for sure. For Charlotte FC, is there still hope for the end of the year, though? This is a tough one, right? This is what you don't want.
Yeah.
But do we have enough time still? Is it still early?
Yeah, it is still early in the season. And look, when you look at the standings, yeah, they don't look like they're doing that well yet. But a lot of teams in the MLS end up making the playoffs. So as long as they stay fairly good, and where they're at right now is actually in a playoff spot. So as long as they can just, you know, tread water for a little bit, they'll find a groove eventually. I'm still waiting for the summer. In late June, Karol Swiderski is going to have a decision to make because he is out on loan in Italy right now. And the team that he's playing for in Italy has the option to buy his contract at the end of the loan period. I'm hoping that doesn't happen because he was one of our better players last year. And it would be really tough to see him go. But hopefully middle of the summer, you start to see Charlotte FC put a few wins together and climb those standings.
We like that. All right, what about the local scene, Joe? We got baseball heating up a little bit out there or what?
Yeah, so there's a couple of tournaments going on right now, in-season tournaments. The Jack Sink Baseball Classic is going on right now. Lake Norman is participating in that. They played their first game on Saturday, winning it against Butler High School 13-7. So pretty good win there. Lake Norman now, after the 1-4 start, have won 9 in a row to improve their record to 10-4. So Lake Norman is not a school to be messed with when it comes to sports. They dominated during football. They dominated during basketball. It looked shaky to start the baseball season, but here they are now, 9 wins in a row in the middle of a tournament, looking really good.
Athletes up there.
There are some athletes, and they've improved their NC ranking now up to 67th in the state. Easily the highest-ranked high school in the area. The next highest-ranked would be South Iredell. They are 96th in the state, but they have a little bit of a break in their schedule right now as their tournament is over. So they're going to play a game today, and then that's it for the week. They got to wait until next week to resume playing.
Just such a busy time. You know, you got all these different sports in there. Anything new with Shohei Ohtani?
He's playing baseball. He popped out to end the game to everybody's surprise. That was weird as, you know, the Dodgers lost. But no update in terms of the gambling. He did have that press conference where he went out and said, "My money was stolen from me. This was not me paying off gambling debt."
Nice line. So, nice line.
It was a nice line, but you know, apparently the interpreter that Shohei had is a lifelong friend, but also a pathological liar.
Right.
Strong.
He said he worked
like me and
for
Justin.
Yeah. He said he worked for the Red Sox. He didn't work for the Red Sox. He says he worked for other baseball programs. He never worked for anybody else. So right. It's really hard to tell what's fact and what's fiction right now. So we're going to let this play out, but I'm just really keeping my eye on it and hoping that we do not have a Pete Rose situation on our hands.
Right. I doubt it'll come to that.
I doubt it, yeah. But I'm just, you know, everybody with baseball, you're kind of on edge. And now with legalized sports gambling, even more, you see it all the time.
Muddy last waters.
Year, the NFL had players get suspended for gambling. The NBA has had a player this year get suspended for taking himself or get in trouble and investigated for taking himself out of a game after somebody bet $20,000 on him for the under in terms of total minutes that he would play in the game. So he took himself out so that he would hit the under in terms
allegedly.
Of how much game. This is all allegedly. But it's tough with legalized sports gambling now and players being, yes, allowed to gamble, just there's certain terms towards that. It's a really, really great time.
You can even bet on the tip-off. I mean, it's like all the little things.
I was watching the game, utilizing for the first time ever my DraftKings app because I got that nice NC win extra betting money.
Nice.
Fun fact, I haven't bet anything on any of the sports because I know I'm going to lose. The moment I start betting, you guys know that's when you guys should stop betting. Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Justin, what'd you bet on this week? Because so we know what not to bet on.
Right. Yeah.
Or at least to take the opposite.
I feel the same about myself. Yeah, I'm not.
Can you bet that a parlay won't happen?
No.
Okay.
No, you cannot.
That would be pretty good.
Well, I would. Yeah.
You should be able to bet on anything.
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 You heard it.
Joe Berg Sports Radio. The scoreboard, 5 to 6 p.m. new time starting today. Thanks, Joe.
Thank you.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 8:48. Happy Monday to you. First of the month, April 1st.
April 1st.
Happy April 1st.
Happy April. Merlefest month.
Merlefest month. Merle Madness going on. Right. Merlefest giveaway tickets. Shout out to Wolfpack Gary. And plenty to do today in the lineup. 11 o'clock, you got Representative Jeff McNeely coming in doing his show, taking care of Iredell. Noon to 3, Todd Starnes. I do have an announcement about Todd Starnes. If you haven't heard the promos yet, we'll let you know that toward the end of the show. 3 o'clock, today's Real Talk, the real estate show, focused with Claudia Ogrizek, who will be joining us along with Dr. Chu. Dr. Chu is the director of the Childress Klein School of Real Estate at UNCC. He's like the godfather of real estate data around our area. Really looking forward to that conversation. Should be really strong. 4 o'clock, you got Local Biz Now. I think Joe Vagnone is actually on vacay, so his co-host is going to be actually really the host of the day. So you're going to want to check that out. Joe Vagnone, 30-year business broker experience, extravaganza, all these kind of business brokers and business people he's had on over the years. Really good show to be able to dive into people's businesses. 5 o'clock then, you got the scoreboard with Joe Berg, and that's what's moving into the 5 p.m. slot. But not before 9 to 11, the home ad show, which now is being hosted by Patrick Reynolds, who joins us from Studio A at Mic One right now. Patrick, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to Good Morning LKN. I appreciate the applause. You must have like 100 people in the studio right down there cheering for me.
Just
right
hanging
now
out, man, waiting on you with bated breath. That's How it. Was your weekend?
Weekend was fantastic. I had home ad in the crosshairs all weekend. I was thinking, I was excited. Wonderful Easter, wonderful weather. No better way to start a new month, April 1st, with home ad. I'm excited. Great weekend.
Did you have any events this weekend that you were at professionally for Waves, or what was the weekend like for you?
The weekend was quiet for Waves. We provided a little bit of sound assistance at a few local places for the Kane Center for the Arts, for 158 on Main in Mooresville. A little audio tech help here and there. Nothing really big as far as the show goes. It was Easter weekend, so it was a little bit quiet. However, as you heard on the new community calendar, we've got a big one coming up this Friday at Brookdale Village. Live Under the Oaks debuts for this season. So everybody at Waves Entertainment is very excited about Friday night.
Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show as of today, also works with Waves Entertainment. We have a new partnership WSIC does with Waves Entertainment because we know how much people like to go out and about around here. For whatever reason, people like going outside and going to events and hanging out, having apps, all that kind of stuff. Well, Patrick does that on the reg with Waves Entertainment. Now, tell people about Waves specifically, what you guys do on a day-to-day, week-to-week basis.
The foundations of the company are stage and sound for entertainment, concerts, festivals, things like that. It has expanded to big stages, big sound, some band and music management, some LED walls, a lot of concert festival details that we take care of, and I am the host and MC of all of our big shows like that, like your Brookdale, like your Langtree Lives, the Amp down in Ballantyne. A lot of shows around Lake Norman, but Waves is an entertainment company, stage, sound, audio. That's what we do. We bring the party. And catch the wave.
Nice. So it was a natural fit when we were talking about how could we partner, because I'll be honest with you, Patrick, I'm not interested in creating a business where I have to go out and set up stages and do all that. I worked at Holmes Convocation Center at App for long enough, so I get how it works. But it was such a natural fit, and you being a great MC, great host at all these events, living up the crowd, getting people engaged, we said, how can we create a partnership? So now, when you go to these events, a lot of times you're going to not only see Waves Entertainment, but WSIC will have a physical presence there as well, spotlighting, showcasing, learning what's going on in the community. So when you then get back in front of that microphone each day, Patrick, you can just continue telling the world about how great our community is.
I think it's a natural fit. We're going to talk on the microphone about the community. That's what WSIC was all about before any of us were even here, was WSIC connecting the community, being part of the region, of the neighbor. Waves Entertainment does the same thing. Now we're going to be on the airwaves with Waves and WSIC. We'll be on site with Waves and WSIC. It's a natural fit. I can't wait to expand our community that much more. And as you said, people like to get together. People like to hang out. And for Easter weekend, this is all in the Bible. It's right there.
Gather
Jesus
together.
Was always gathering. Yeah. Community, big part of it.
Doing what
big
Jesus part of told me stories. To do.
Well, yeah, Jesus said, listen, WSIC and go to Waves Entertainment shows. It's in the Bible. Look it up.
Somewhere.
76-year history here at WSIC. Patrick, you're not new to WSIC. You currently have been hosting News Drive at 5. Tell us about some of the other things you've done with WSIC over the years.
Gosh, I got my radio start literally in the room that I'm sitting right now back in 2010. I was an out-of-work NASCAR crew member, and by coincidence, an auto racing talk show was beginning here on WSIC. They asked me if I wanted to participate, give it a shot. I did. For some reason, I was able to do radio. I don't know how. I don't know why. I guess I just could. You guys haven't kicked me out yet. Or you have, and I just keep coming back. Maybe that's the case. But I joined the morning show for WSIC. I've been on the air with various shows. I was on the air for a couple of years with Melissa Nieder and her show. I've done sales for the station. We'll be doing that again as well. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge to local businesses that are listening. So there, I've done quite a bit. The only thing I can't do is the buttons in that other room that Joe Berg has on. I don't know what that big spaceship board does. I probably ought to learn that at some point, is get on there and figure out how those buttons work.
Well, you're going to be busy today because, you know, yes. On average, the crazy part about home ad, because we now with a lot of the digital tools that we put in, we can track things. So on average, month over month, home ad show gets 1,800 calls.
Wow.
So, Patrick, you're going to be a little bit busy. I don't think you need to worry about the board. It's been quite impressive of Joe Berg to run the board and take the calls, as Pat Shannon did for so many years, as others who have come before him have. Really looking forward to the show today, Patrick. Appreciate your willingness to hang out with the community. Have fun, man. Enjoy it. Hit the marks. And I have no doubt I look forward to the show today. And like you said, the sales aspect. The funny part is that radio still involves a lot of sales. I spent a lot of time, as Mamie knows, as Bill knows, as Ben, the core team, Patrick, you know, most people know, right? What do I do when I get off the mic? I go pedal around a tin can a little bit. And so I appreciate having even more help in that realm. Patrick, we're glad you're joining the sales team with us as well. So all the small businesses out there that want to get their name heard on the radio, definitely chat with Patrick. And he's a lot of fun doing it. Find some creative ways to kind of make businesses known. Patrick, we appreciate you, sir. 9:06. That's the time that that mic goes hot. Have fun.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right. See ya. There you go. I think in addition to that greatness there, there's something else I'm excited about for our local area.
Yeah.
I think it's that the Hornets are back, baby. I think the Hornets are
they
back.
Are.
I think we look at if there was a halftime show that took place, and
was this yesterday?
This would have been this looks like March 29th. What, this was Saturday night's game?
I think it was Friday.
Friday night's game?
Yeah, against the Warriors.
Bill actually is the one who made this known to me here. Yeah. But there was a halftime show. Questionable, or are we? I think we're back on top with this. Mm. I think this is a pure sign that the Hornets kind of have it back together here. Let's take a look at this video. Haven't heard the audio, so I'm going to let Bill judge that one there. Here we go. So the Hornets halftime show, you know how they do this stuff at halftime, right?
Right.
So now what they have here is a guy with a crossbow. And there's also a lady dressed in...
scantily clad.
Leather.
necessary for the show.
Very necessary.
On the court, holding now a balloon.
A balloon in her mouth.
In her mouth.
Oh, I thought she blew a bubble with gum.
Bubble gum? No.
That would be impressive.
The gentleman now has the crossbow over his shoulder backward while he faces frontward, utilizing his cell phone, and then nails the balloon. But here's where it goes downhill. Like it's no big deal. Husband and wife couple, maybe?
Probably, yeah.
Definitely?
Yeah. And then they do a little dancey dance.
A little dance here in the middle.
Oh, goodness.
Top it off with a little give me some shug, and then a bow. There we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's the level of halftime. Hornets are back.
You think, yeah, this has brought them back?
This motivates the crowd, right? What,
this guy just got in with the crossbow.
Took care of business.
Don't worry, I'm going to shoot this backwards.
There's nothing about this that is entertaining to me.
Using my cell phone camera only.
This is the difference between men and women.
Do you know how
scary that is. Like,
and look, well, okay, there's a piece of plexiglass or something, I guess, for safety, but where the...
Like behind?
Yeah, but where the arrow actually has to go is like the size of a pizza box. It's but, very
right,
small.
It is. Yes, it is.
I love like there's like a momentary lapse of celebration, but then like the lady like gets into the mode of, oh, that was so hot. That
yes.
Was, you just shot that arrow and blew up that balloon. I love living on the edge with you. Is this what like couples dream like their life is really
there's
like?
There's nothing living, about this that is my dream.
They're living the life that we all want of just danger and success.
It was crap, but it,
into one.
Was it just the one move?
That was it.
That's what I wonder. If, it,
that's,
if
this is the halftime show.
This is the buildup. All right. We'll be back in 20 more minutes.
They didn't show the 4-minute monologue that took place beforehand. Okay.
Or a little dancing show.
More
yeah.
little dancing. Right. A little dancey dance. Yeah. No, it's going to be.
I can get behind that.
Good for them. You know what? Looks like they're having a good time together. So I'm happy for them.
I do have an announcement I got to make. And you may have heard the promo. You're going to hear it throughout the day. And so it was best that Ben put together a statement for me to read rather than me just kind of ad-lib this thing. For some, this is going to be quite difficult. Some may be happy, but there's going to be a lot of people that are upset. I can't guarantee that if you call today and want to talk about it, I can't guarantee that today is going to be the day that we're going to be able to do it. For years, you've listened to Todd Starnes on WSIC, and we appreciate your loyal listenership and the calls into the Todd Starnes radio program. We hear WSIC every day. On May 24th, however, WSIC will pause its broadcast of the Todd Starnes Show from his studio in Memphis, Tennessee. To learn more about this decision, we're going to need you to go to WSICnews.com/Todd. That's WSICnews.com/Todd.
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.